Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're talking about the power of perseverance, the importance of resilience, and the unwavering spirit that refuses to give up. Try again, never give up. Let's get into it. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of the journey. Every setback, every obstacle, and every disappointment is an opportunity to learn, grow, and become stronger. The most successful people in the world have one thing in common. They never give up, and they tried again. Dust yourself off and try again. In the words of the great late singer Aaliyah Halton, try again is all about resilience, the courage to push forward, and the power of persistence. It's about understanding that each failure brings you one step closer to success. Whether you're facing personal struggles, professional challenges, or doubts within yourself, this podcast today is about inspiring you to rise above, dust yourself off, and keep going. So we're going to go over some practical strategies and the mindset shift. It's all about shifting your mind, and you'll discover how to turn your setbacks into stepping stones and reframe challenges as opportunities. It's all in how you see things and how you're really looking at and observing the situation. So no matter how many times you fall, the key is to stand back up, try again, and never lose sight of your goals. Your journey isn't over. In fact, it's just beginning. So the next time you feel like giving up, remember, success is waiting for those who are willing to try again. Victory belongs to those who keep on moving on. Because let's face it, we've all been there. We've all faced setbacks, disappointments, and moments where we feel like giving up. That is a natural part of the human experience. But what separates those who succeed from those who don't is often their ability to pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and try again. This episode isn't about denying the pain of failure or pretending that giving up is never tempting, because it is tempting and it's hard, especially when you're facing challenges or a difficult situation. But it's all about recognizing the strength within us, understanding the value of persistence, and cultivating the mindset that allow us to overcome obstacles and achieve our goals and great things in life. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of facing adversity and explore how to build the resilience needed to never give up on our dreams. We'll explore the common reasons why we give up, discuss the importance of reframing failure, and unpack practical strategies for building resilience, cultivating a growth mindset, and staying motivated in the face of challenges. So we'll be honest about the emotional toll of facing setbacks, but also celebrate the immense satisfaction, empowerment, and accomplishment that comes with persevering and achieving our goals. So I want to get into it. Why do we sometimes give up? The biggest one is just being afraid. You know, being afraid, that leaves people like crippled. The fear of making mistakes or not achieving perfect results. I'm talking to the perfectionists. Like, I know what that's like. I know what it's all about. But sometimes we have this vision of what we want, and we want it to be perfect, or we're not going to do anything. That's the biggest reason of, you know, just being discouraged and giving up. I think the number one thing is lack of motivation, feeling discouraged or losing sight of your goals, your why. Why did you start it? Why? What was so special about what you were trying to accomplish? Get back to the why. That will fuel you and give you that momentum to try again. And just being negative can, you know, stop you from accomplishing anything and just quitting because you're being negative. You have all of those negative thoughts and you're thinking negative about your situation. So that's definitely going to keep you lacking and having that lack of self-confidence and feeling exhausting and overwhelmed. That makes it difficult to find the energy to keep going in life when things get tough. So one of the things is a big thing is that some people, they may not have the proper support. They're not supported in the areas that they want to accomplish. They don't have a tribe. They don't have a mentor. And they just feel isolated. So that could be a reason for giving up and quitting on things. And the biggest thing is unrealistic expectations. We all want things in life, but make sure that you're being realistic. Sometimes people are super unrealistic and setting goals that are too difficult to attain. So you have to set reasonable goals, goals that you can manage and actually accomplish. Because if you're unrealistic, you're not going to accomplish that goal 9 times out of 10. And that leads to defeat and that leads to morale being low and just giving up and not wanting to continue. So let's focus on some strategies on reframing failure. Understand failure is not final. It's temporary. It's a part of life. And it's a learning opportunity and a stepping stone to success. Success and failure, they go together. They have their own little personal romance. Understand that failure in life is a form of feedback. It provides valuable information about what works and what doesn't. And failure builds resilience. It builds that level of grit. It strengthens our ability to bounce back from setbacks and say, hey, that happened to me, but guess what? I'm still here. I'm still standing and I'm getting up and I'm going to try again. I'm going to dust myself off. I'm going to pick myself up and try again. That's the name in the game of building resilience, trying again and never giving up. And understand that failure is most definitely a part of the journey. A lot of us, a lot of people, a part of the human experience, we view failure as the most negative thing on earth. But honestly, failure is a part of the journey. It's natural and it's a part of achieving any worthwhile goal. Because if you have these small goals and you can accomplish them, you won't see failure. But when you're trying to get out of your comfort zone and you're trying new things, you will see some form of failure until you can get to where you need to be. But understand how to use that to measure where you want to go. So let's talk about that. The practical strategies for building resilience and never giving up. The first thing is be realistic. Set realistic goals and accomplishments. Break down the larger goals into smaller goals that you can tackle and manage, and focus on expanding your horizon, cultivating a growth mindset, believe in your ability to learn and grow, and practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding to yourself, especially during difficult times. You have to give yourself that level of grace. I know that's something that I'm big on, just having grace for myself and having grace for others and showing that level of self-compassion. So just be kind and be understanding and focus on your strengths. Identify areas where you have the inner resources and talents and focus on those things and just stay positive and keep getting better. Seek out support. Connect with trusted friends, family members, mentors, or professionals in your network. You know, having that level of support, especially when things get challenging, that helps you stay motivated and encouraged and have the ability to keep going when you want to give up. and learn from your mistakes. That's so critical. Mistakes and failures, they're the biggest teachers. So reflect on what you've learned from those past experiences and how you can improve them. Acknowledge what went wrong. Don't be in denial and focus on areas where you can be better and improve, but don't give up. Try it again. Approach it from a different lens. Like some people feel like, okay, I'm not going to give up, but they try it from the same point of view or their same narrative. You have to pivot. So you have to, shift yourself and get out of your comfort zone and acknowledge and appreciate all of your progress that you've made, no matter how small, and visualize your success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals and feeling the satisfaction of accomplishments, and just stay connected to why you started from the very start, from the very beginning. Remember your why. Connect with your deeper purpose and the reason behind all of your goals, aspirations, and ambition. Never give up on your dreams. Whatever it is that you're passionate about, you're never too old. It's never too late. Believe in yourself and your ability to achieve your goals. Even when the odds are stacked up against you, you'll be surprised at that level of determination and perseverance, how you can rise up and persevere through. So never give up. No matter what you're facing, believe in the greater, believe in yourself, and believe in your ability to achieve your goals and dreams. Don't lose sight of that. And understand that never giving up isn't about being perfect or never experiencing setbacks. It's about having the courage to keep going when it's so tough, when it's so hard. Even when things get tough, it's about believing in yourself, learning from your mistakes, and staying committed to your dreams. I don't know about you, but I'm committed to my dreams. I'm committed to my passions, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to stay motivated. I'm not giving up, and I encourage you to do the same. Reflect on that. Reflect on your why. Reflect on what excites you, and reflect on what it is that you want in life, and keep sight of that. Use that as your greatest motivator to keep going. So take time to reflect and understand your why persistence lead to success, and develop that mindset to never quit, to never give up, and recognize your limitations. Be mindful, be discerning, but also challenge those limitations and reframe that failure as learning experience, and take time to focus on empowering yourself, building yourself up, your self-confidence in any area that you're not the greatest in. Focus on that and be mindful of how to turn those setbacks into comebacks, how to analyze and learn from your failures. That's how you're going to turn that setback into a comeback. It's all in how you're viewing things, your analysis, how you're breaking that down, and how you're going to try it again from a different perspective, a different strategy. Strategies for bouncing back stronger than ever, and using that adversity as fuel for growth, to fuel you, to keep you motivated, and building that mental and emotional resilience to strengthen your mindset to endure challenges, because challenges are a part of life. There's no way to avoid it or work around. You will endure some form of challenge. So it's not pretending that the challenge doesn't exist. It's not, trying to hide from it, trying to run from it, facing those challenges and being strong and having that mental and emotional resilience. It's all about your habits, the habits that you develop to promote that level of resilience and to take action and move forward in life boldly and being courageous, and just understand that it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond in the face of challenges, in the face of adversities to what's happening to you. The journey to success is a process. It's not overnight. So be in it. Embrace this mindset of resilience for the long run and learning and cultivating yourself. And celebrate your victories and inspire others by leading with perseverance. And understand that success isn't about avoiding failure. It's about rising every time you fall. Get back up. When you develop resilience, when you embrace the journey and keep trying no matter what, you unlock the true power within you. So keep pushing forward because every setback is just another step towards your ultimate new beginning when you try again. What goals in your life are you currently working towards that requires perseverance? What small steps can you take today to reignite your motivation and keep moving forward? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to overcome any obstacle and achieve your goals. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on your dreams. And keep trying again. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.